Amen. And that's what our pre-worship song will be next week. So I want to encourage you to be listening to that song and getting ready for that service. I want to welcome everyone who's here tonight. Glad to have you in person. Glad to have all of you on social media, whether on YouTube, on Facebook, Twitter. Be sure to heart, like, share, subscribe, follow us, retweet us, do all those things. Welcome to those on our phone live streaming. Thank you for being there with us also. If you need a church bulletin, those are out here in the front or out this way, as well as at the door out that way. You can download those under HighlandBaptistChurch.com under the info tab there. The children's worship bulletins are there, as well as the paper copies are to the right in the windowsill. Prayer list, if you need one of these in person, they're on the table out here across from my office, so be sure to grab one of those. They're in the holders there, but you can download that also from HighlandBaptistChurch.com, so just wanted to remind you of that. And while you're there, go to the far right-hand side, click the Give Online tab there. Real easy platform to do your regular online giving, as well as to do your golden offering for Tennessee Missions giving. Just want to remind you of a couple of things real quick. We still have not gotten back those photo directories that turned up missing. If you happen to accidentally pick those up or whatever, no questions asked. It's just an accident. You can drop them off at the church when you're coming through. Just lay them on the table out here outside the office, or put them in the box on Amy's door there. We'll be glad to get those from you so we can get those back in our historical box, so we can have those for years to come. Some of those were some of our last copies of some of those older ones especially. Want to remind you too, if you've not done it yet, I think I counted before service about 40 that have signed up already for Primetimers for Tuesday. But if you've not done that, or you know others who haven't done that, give them a call, let them know, see if they want to sign up and get their name on that list, because we'll be calling the Mercantile tomorrow to let them know the final total to prepare for in catering the meal for us. And again, that's going to be chicken and dressing, mashed potatoes, green beans, a roll, and lots of desserts. So I want to encourage you to come for that. Sorry for those of you who are under 55. We'll let you come if you want. Also, don't forget, we've got backpacks. I think all the backpacks on this side, which, well, actually, I think some got mixed. So there is a girl one over there that I see that's a pink. So there should be some boys over there, too. The girls are on this side, the boys on that side. So I think all the backpacks that are left right now are on this side. If you've not picked up one of those go to kids here in Middle Tennessee. Normally, that's where they go. Last year, they got sent to East Tennessee because of the damage from the hurricane. But that collection is going to be October the 20th through the 22nd. Give us a call at the church office if these get gone tonight or before you get one. We have some more backpacks that are coming in. If you get one of these backpacks, don't forget, unzip the front pocket. In the front pocket is a card. It'll tell you some things, some suggestions, not things you have to, but just suggestions of things to put in. It tells some things do not put in also into those backpacks. And then also it has on it the coloring code. So it has, each one has either a pink or a blue for boy or girl ribbon on it. And then there's five other ribbons, I believe it is, for the different age groups. And that's listed on that card. So if you want to know what age group your backpack is, look on that card in the inside front, and it'll tell you what age group that is. So maybe you want to get a different one, or you want to take that one, that's fine too. But that's going to be October 20th through the 22nd. I want to encourage you to get those and get those back to us as soon as possible. And then we've got Trunk or Treat coming up the end of the month, October the 31st. There's a myriad of ways you can help us there. You can help us with cooking the hot dogs and hamburgers and preparing all those things. You can help us with helping to prepare the hot chocolate, Johnny. Johnny helps us with that a lot of times. So there's all kinds of ways, helping with the parking, helping direct people, security kind of things there too. So there's lots of ways. And even if you can't come that night, you can just bring some bags of candy. There's a box outside the office here for you to put those in. It gives us an opportunity to reach out to the community here locally, as they're already going to be out on Halloween night trick-or-treating. It gives us an opportunity to share the gospel with them. We give each one of the kids a gospel tract that goes in their Halloween baskets with them. We give them some information about Awana in that also to come for that. We've had several who've come from that outreach to our Awana program. And so it's a great resource that we have. Bring some candy. We're going to need lots of candy. If you're interested in decorating a car, a vehicle, a truck even, however you want to do that, we even have one who brings a tractor. And so that's okay too. we want to have as many as we can so that we're having a lot there for the kids and for their families as we're ministering to them. So there's lots of ways you can help with that. And of course, you can just pray that God will give us those opportunities for gospel conversations with the kids and with their parents also. So just wanted to make you aware of those things because they are coming up quickly. There's some other things that are in your bulletins you'll especially want to pay attention to. And so be sure to look at your bulletin for some upcoming dates and some other events. Brother Mike.
Take your hymnals if you would, could, can, and turn to hymn 135. We were visiting my mom a little while ago, and she asked what we were going to be singing, and I told her, and she broke out in singing Nothing But the Blood. So stand with us and let's sing Nothing But the Blood, all four verses.
Take your Bibles tonight, and if you will, turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9 is where we're at tonight. So I want to encourage you as we look at this passage tonight. I've entitled this message, Nothing But the Blood. In fact, chapter 9 and chapter 10 are going to specifically talk about this issue of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And so we're going to look tonight in chapter 9 about the blood of Christ. And then next week, we're going to see that Jesus is the better sacrifice. We see that all the way through the book of Hebrews. Over and over, the writer is telling us that Jesus is better. He's better than everything else. Whether it's the sacrificial system, whether it's the religious system, whether it's the priests, whether it's the old covenant, Jesus is better. And that's what he's laying the foundation here for in chapter 9 by talking about the blood of Jesus Christ and the new covenant there as he continues that that subject from chapter 8, bridging it to chapter 10 when he talks there about the sacrifice He also talks about that some here in chapter 9, and that's why we're looking at nothing but the blood. So chapter 9, we're going to begin, if you will, with verse 19 and verse 20. We're going to read every verse here in just a moment, but I'm just going to ask you to stand just to read these two verses. So if you would, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 19 and verse 20. For when every commandment of the law had been declared by Moses to all the people, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that God commanded for you." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you in prayer tonight, Lord, so often in our day we have gotten away from a sense of awe and wonder about the blood of Jesus Christ. Many times there are those who even want to remove that from some of our hymns to sing about the blood because it may seem too gross to think about the blood. But Father, I pray tonight we would see the preciousness of the blood of Jesus Christ, that we would see that there is nothing but the blood of Christ that can cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. And Father, I pray that your word would be powerful, alive, sharper than any two-edged sword, to pierce the hearts of those who are without Christ, to bring them to salvation, also to bring those who are in Christ under conviction, Lord, where maybe we have strayed away from looking at the awe and the wonder of the blood of Christ. So Father, I pray that you will help us to recapture some of that tonight. I pray, Father, that you will make yourself known to us in a powerful way through this passage here in Hebrews chapter 9. Bless your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, before we get into the actual message here, I want to go ahead and take and let's read the rest of the entire chapter here. And so go back with me, if you will, to verse 1. You'll hear these two verses again as we go through this. And so you'll get a little bit more of the context of what he's talking about and why he's talking about the blood as we read these verses. So beginning with Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 1, it begins, "Now even the first covenant," which is what he had been talking about in chapter 8, that the new covenant is better than the old, "had regulations," even the first covenant had regulations for worship and an earthly place of holiness. "For a tent was prepared, the first section in which the lampstand and the table and the bread of presence, it is called the holy place. Behind the second curtain was a second section called the most holy place." And so you remember the tabernacle as well as the temple, both had that kind of emphasis there. It had the you had a courtyard that was mainly outside of that, but you had the